Welcome to Mountain View Church Audio, coming to you from the wilderness city, Whitehorse, Yukon. We strive to introduce people to Jesus through scripture, biblical instruction, and prayer with authenticity and vibrancy. You don't need to know anything about the Bible. Just sit back, relax, and let God do the rest.
Hello, everyone. It is Christmas Eve, and I want to welcome you to our gathering to celebrate the birth of Jesus. We are so glad that you made time to spend this special occasion with us. During this cold and dark season, we look up because God sent His Son to bring light and hope into this world. And here at Mountain View Church, it is our mission to share this with as many people in Whitehorse and beyond as we can. If you are checking us out for the first time, welcome to you especially. We are excited that you joined us and hope that this time will fill you with more curiosity to come back and hear more. Please feel free to connect with us any way you like, either online, on our website, mountainviewwhitehorse.ca, by clicking on Connect, or if you are here in person, please find a Connect card under the seat in front of you. You can fill it out and pass it onto the welcome desk on your way out. Let us know who you are and give us your feedback too. And if you enjoy your experience with us today, we would love for you to spread the word. Invite your friends and family or colleagues. We are also easily found on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We hope and pray that today marks the beginning of a new season for you, of joy and hope and peace. That you find this a place where your questions are answered and that you come back for more. Thank you for being here and Merry Christmas.
Hello, my name is Megan and I'm the Children's Director. Before I have a quick word to the kids, parents, you need to know that we are doing a Christmas Eve digital door prize. This is for anyone under 18 who is watching this Christmas Eve service. So kids, with the help of your parents, email me, Megan, at mountainviewwhitehorse.ca with your name and I'll enter you into the draw. Be sure to get your email in to me by 9 p.m. on December 24th. Winner of the draw will win the digital door prize. All right, kids, I'm talking to you now. There is so much excitement and fun things when Christmas comes. Question for you, who here likes getting presents? It's pretty fun, isn't it? The surprise and excitement of not knowing what's wrapped up for you to open, it's too much to handle. Well, this Christmas, I want you to try and think of this. Think of the present God has given all of us. While we may not be able to physically open God's gift on Christmas, Jesus is a gift that was given for all of us. So another question for you. When you open presents, are they wrapped? Did you know Jesus was wrapped too? The Bible tells us he was wrapped in cloth. Interesting, it's like Jesus was wrapped like a present, like the gift he is meant to be. It may be hard to fully understand, but Jesus coming on Christmas 2,000 years ago is the greatest gift anyone could have ever get, better than any toy you could ever dream of. Jesus loves you and wants you to know that. I pray this Christmas we can all pause and think of why Jesus is the greatest gift we could ever get. I hope you enjoy this Christmas Eve message and learn why Christmas is truly such an exciting time. If you would like some worksheets to do while you watch the message or to do after, visit mountainviewwhitehorse.ca/basecamp and download the material. Merry Christmas.
This is the story of a ragtag bunch of church members who set out to perform a Christmas play, and the director who tried his hardest to just keep it all together. The glory of Christmas.
Our annual Christmas show is tonight, and all the hard work, the blood, sweat, and tears comes down to this very moment. And like any show, there's going to be some last-minute snafus. Like for example, my middle-aged Mary, she's been having contractions for about 16 hours. My Joseph hasn't memorized all his lines.
Amy? Mary, my dear Mary, it's been a long journey.
My wise man is convinced that the nativity set will collapse and my shepherd can't find a lemon for his tea.
Articulatory agility as a marvelous ability, manipulating with dexterity that...
We are telling the most beautiful and important story that's ever been told about an event that changed the world.
We've lost the lamb. Mm-hmm. Quick, everyone make lamb noises! Call her back to the flock!
He knows the lamb's a dog, right?
Medical experts actually do not recommend this method for dealing with panic attacks.
But my mom recommends lavender behind the ears.
Get away from me!
I'm calling an ambulance.
I think I'll be fine.
It's for me.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Thank you guys so much for coming.
Everyone, it's time.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, and unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem.
Where are the show guys? I have this long-held tradition, I guess you could call it. Every year during the performance, I step off the stage and leave the building. I just want God to do what God does. And the shepherds came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph
and the babe lying in the manger.
Doesn't matter where you see the nativity story, whether it's on a street corner or in a church or even on your neighbor's mantle, when you see it, you have to consider it then and there. Are you willing to kneel at the manger? Will you believe in the miracle of Christmas, the glory of Christmas? Trust that this is the way that God chose to save us all.
And all who heard it wondered at those things, which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned,
glorifying and worshiping God for all the things that they have seen and heard, as it was said unto them. Amen.
Good evening. My name's Gabriel. In case we've never met before, I'm an angel. A messenger angel, to be specific. Tonight I want to talk to you about the word glory. Glory is a word that carries with it a sense of majesty, praise, and wonder. It emphasizes fame, prestige, and honor. A few examples. Well, you humans might marvel at the glory of a sunrise, or when one of your athletes attempts a seemingly impossible play, the announcer might exclaim, "He's going for all the glory!" You see, whenever the word glory is used, it's always attached to something really amazing. But what about the glory of Christmas? After a tree is decorated with lights and ornaments, then finally topped with a star, or my personal favorite, an angel, someone might remark on how glorious the tree looks. But the glory of Christmas isn't found in a tree. It's not found in lights or decorations or even cards or gifts. It's not even found in stars or angels. Oh, sure, all of those things may be pointers to where the glory of Christmas is found, but they're not the source. All of those things lose their glory on Boxing Day. Tonight, you can discover where the glory of Christmas is found. The glorious center of everything we celebrate this time of year. Let me begin with that first Christmas night. Us angels were celebrating. We were praising God, singing, "Glory be given to God in the highest heaven. Peace be given to those on earth." Why? Because God's glory, the highest level of glory that exists, was being displayed in a child, in a baby. His name was Jesus, and he was the Christ child, the promised Messiah, and would grow up to be the Savior of all human beings. Here's my friend Avery to tell you a bit more about him.
Hi, my name's Avery, and I will be reading from the 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 5 to 6. The message we preach is not about ourselves. Our message is about Jesus Christ. We say that he is Lord, and we say that we serve you because of Jesus. God said, "Let light shine out of darkness." He made his light shine in our hearts. His light gives us the light to know God's glory. His glory is shown in the face of Jesus Christ.
You see, to know Jesus is to know God's glory. The highest level of glory that you humans could ever experience on Christmas, or any other day of the year for that matter, is found in Jesus Christ. Jesus himself said that he brought God glory on earth, and that he had glory before the world began. Now, there are many human beings who don't know about all of this. And sadly, there's a lot of humans who have heard all this before, but have either ignored it or rejected it. In the Bible, we learn that some people love the glory that comes from themselves more than the glory that comes from God. That's really hard for angels like us to understand. But it's not too late. There's still time to experience the glory of Christmas this year. The reality is that everyone has sinned and done wrong, and no one measures up to God's glory. Sin is a barrier to having a relationship with God. But the good news is that God sent Jesus, the free gift of God's grace that can restore your relationship with God, because Jesus paid the price for your sin on the cross to set you free. And God forgives the sins of those who have faith in his Son, who was born that very first Christmas. So where is the glory of Christmas found? Look in the manger. What is the glory of Christmas? It's faith in Jesus Christ. Tonight, I want to give you an opportunity to place your faith in Jesus, to fully experience God's glory, receiving the gifts of his Holy Spirit and eternal life. If you'd like to place your faith in Jesus and experience the true glory of Christmas in this very moment, you can pray this prayer with me. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I've done wrong. I know that my sin separates me from a relationship with you. But I believe that you loved me enough to send your Son Jesus to pay for my sin on the cross. And I believe that on the third day he rose from the dead to conquer my sin. Today, I place my trust in Jesus and receive your gift of mercy and grace. I'd ask that you would give me your Holy Spirit and help me follow you and your example in your Son Jesus the rest of my life. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you said that prayer, please let us know. Drop a comment, send us an email, send us a message on social media. Let us know however you can, because when someone gives their life to Jesus, the Bible tells us that angels in heaven celebrate, and we want to celebrate with you. Now here's Sarah with a special announcement about first gifts.
Hello, my name is Sarah and I serve as treasurer here at Mountain View Church. I am so excited to tell you about a tremendous opportunity. It's called First Gifts. Now, if you haven't heard of it before, First Gifts is a special donation we collect and distribute on Christmas Eve. This year, we have chosen both the White Horse Food Bank and the Women's Transition Home, also known as Cayushi's Place or Betty's Haven. If you would like to make a tax-deductible contribution to this gift, there are many ways to do so. Head over to our website, mountainviewwhitehorse.ca, and click Give. You can also text the word Give to the number on your screen. Make sure you select First Gifts option when making your donation. You can also send an email money transfer to finance@mountainviewwhitehorse.ca. Just make sure to indicate First Gifts in the message section. If this is your first time giving, please make sure you send your mailing address to that same email so that we can send you a donation receipt. And finally, if you are joining us in-house, you can place your donation in one of the envelopes located under the seat in front of you. Again, if this is your first time giving, please put your address on the envelope to receive a donation receipt. Thank you so much for your generosity. Be sure to check back. We will update you with a final total next week. Merry Christmas.
Thanks for listening to Mountain View Church Audio. If you have given your life to Jesus today or would like to join, serve, or support Mountain View Church, please let us know. Email connect@mountainviewwhitehorse.ca. That's connect@mountainviewwhitehorse.ca. Lastly, feel free to connect with us through social. Just search @Mountain View Whitehorse. Have a blessed week.